Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh is speaking in defense of the 6,000 Salvadorans who live in Massachusetts whose temporary immigration status will expire next year. Temporary Protected Status, or TPS, shields some immigrants from deportation and allows them to work in the U.S. On Monday, the Trump administration declined to renew those protections for people from El Salvador. WBUR's Shannon Dooling has more.
At Boston City Hall this afternoon, Mayor Walsh stood side by side with city councilors, immigrants, and their advocates to denounce the Trump administration's decision to phase out temporary protected status. Walsh frequently presents Boston as an immigrant stronghold, noting that 28% of people living in the city were born outside the U.S. A son of Irish immigrants himself, Walsh addressed those affected by the decision.
I want to thank the TPS holders in the city of Boston today. I want to thank you for your strength, your bravery, and for choosing Boston the way our forefathers did, the way my parents did.
Walsh says the city will fight for comprehensive immigration reform and continue providing resources to immigrants.
Our Immigrant Defense Fund is providing lawyers to people facing deportation. We are developing legal clinics to help TPS holders stay in the city they love and to educate people so people don't feel they have to live in the shadows of our city.
TPS recipients lined up behind the podium as elected officials shared their remarks. 10-year-old Gabriela Martinez of Leominster, holding her mother's hand and wiping away tears from behind her pink glasses, shared her family's story. Her mother is a TPS holder from El Salvador and has been living in the U.S. for 19 years. Climbing onto a step stool to reach the microphone at the podium, Martinez said her dream is to teach English as a second language. She says hearing the news about TPS was painful.
I was crying, but my mom was not crying at all. She was fierce and she was strong. Just thinking about my mom getting deported or something happening in her home country, it hurts me.
The temporary protection for Salvadorans was established in 2001 after back-to-back earthquakes leveled much of the country. Senior administration officials say El Salvador has largely recovered from the destruction caused by those earthquakes. They suggest TPS holders use the next 18 months to prepare to return there or to explore legal options for staying in the U.S. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.